This is The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. The public defender is the attorney that you get when you're accused of a crime and you're pretty much out of options. The court appoints one for you because of the Sixth Amendment. But what happens when the public defender has so many cases that he or she cannot provide really assistance of counsel? And does that violate the Constitution? New guidelines for public defenders could avoid a Supreme Court having to answer that question. Do you think that the local public defender system has got your back covered? If you needed one, would they be there to save your hide? Have they done that? Tell us your story. We want to hear from you. Well, we're going to take a look at these new guidelines, their possible impacts, and what the future holds for the public defense in Texas and in here in Bexar County. We want to hear from you. The number is 210-614-8980, 210-614-8980. Email us for your questions and comments at thesource@tpr.org and tweet us at @tprsource. With us this half hour to talk about this is Richard Delaney. He is the interim chief of the Public Defender's Office for Bexar County, and Rebecca Bernhardt, the executive director of the Texas Fair Defense Project. Welcome to The Source, both of y'all.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Rebecca, so the Texas Indigent Defense Commission issued new guidelines for caseloads for public defenders last week. What are these new guidelines?
Well, they're really important because they are specific to Texas, and what they do is they tell us basically what is a maximum reasonable caseload, number of cases per year, that we could expect a criminal defense lawyer to handle competently and do a thorough job on. In the state of Texas, it's based on time records of Texas lawyers. It's based on Texas criminal defense lawyers who are experts getting together and working through a process that is well established to determine caseloads. And it's really important to provide the county's guidance in terms of ensuring that when they pay for lawyers to represent people in criminal defense cases, that they are getting what they paid for, that the taxpayer dollars are being well spent.
All right. So Richard, the Sixth Amendment to the Constitution guarantees, among other things, the right to an attorney. So if a person has been arrested, that person gets a fair trial. That doesn't just mean a guy is going to be up there during the trial, but during the lineup and during questioning, interrogation, all sorts of processes during investigation, that person is supposed to have right to an attorney. Under the public defender system that we have now, is that working?
Well, one point I'd like to make just right up front. What we're talking about is caseload guidelines that apply to state court. We're not talking about the federal court system. So these are going to be cases that are heard in the county courthouse. And to the point of having the right to an attorney. Yes, you have the right to an attorney, but you more than that, you have the right to the effective assistance of counsel. So it's not enough just to have an attorney standing there in the courtroom. The attorney's got to be providing you with, he's got to know the law. He's got to be able to investigate the case, evaluate the state's case, advise you of possible the options for different courses of action, convey plea offers to the client, that sort of thing. There's a danger when an attorney is handling too many cases, you're just, like trying to do too much of anything.
There's only so much slack
right.
in the system. We can only do so much.
Right, right.
And so if you have these public defenders and they say, oh, here's another case, and so I can't handle all these. So what happens when we reach the limit, Richard? Where do you go from there? Do you tell no mas to the judge? What happens?
Well, and that's why these new caseload maximum guidelines are so significant, because we never had them before. We had some national recommendations, and the most widely cited ones were from 1973, but we didn't have any actual guidelines, especially not in Texas. And to answer your question, if an attorney has too many cases or feels like he has too many cases to handle competently and effectively under our rules of professional conduct, he's required to withdraw and refuse future appointments if he's accepting court-appointed criminal cases.
So Rebecca Bernhardt over at the Texas Fair Defense Project, have public defenders in Texas, have they been put in a position where they are having to refuse cases, are they overwhelmed?
Well, I mean, I guess the first place to start is that we, relative to a lot of other states, most of the representation that people who can't afford to hire an attorney get in criminal cases in Texas doesn't come from public defenders. So when people watch TV and they see crime shows that are based in, the New York courts or the California courts, and people get assigned a public defender from the Legal Aid Society of New York, that's not our system. Most people in Texas get appointed a private attorney who has a private law office and has overhead from that private law office and gets paid, with a check, basically gets reimbursed for their services by the county and may do all appointments or may have a mixed practice of doing private retained cases and appointments. I think it's shorthand to talk about them as all public defenders, but in our system, really, they're mostly folks who have hung out a shingle and are in private practice. From the data that we have for fiscal year 2014, there are a good number of lawyers in every major county. I would say the top five. I've looked at the top five most populous counties in Texas. Who have caseloads that are well above, or had caseloads in 2014 that were well above the guidelines that have just come out. And in some counties, really outrageously higher than the guidelines that just came out. And to the point where it's really clear that those lawyers can't be spending meaningful time on investigating the cases. Can't be doing a lot of legal research, can't be spending extended time, talking to their clients and meeting with their clients just because the numbers are way too high.
All right. We are talking about the public defender system here in Texas and in Bexar County. New guidelines have been released last week from the Texas Indigent Defense Commission saying that there's got to put some caps. We've got to put some limits. We've got to make sure that there's quality in the system to make sure there is effective representation for the indigent of the accused here in Texas and in Bexar County. Have you got a story? We want to hear from you. Have you had a public defender? How did it work out for you? The number is 210-614-8980, 614-8980. This is The Source on KSTX, and we're going to be right back. You're listening to The Source on KSTX. I'm David Martin Davies. When someone gets accused of a crime and they have very few funds, they're frequently appointed a public defender. That's usually someone in Bexar County as a practicing attorney, a private attorney. A judge has them on a list and they will assign them to someone, and that attorney is going to be paid a fee for the services they provide. Questions have come up about how that system is working and whether or not the individuals are getting effective representation, if these lawyers are taking on too many cases. New guidelines have been released recently by the Texas Indigent Defense Commission, a commission that was mandated by law to do this study. And they're putting new guidelines out there to try and make sure that lawyers aren't being overwhelmed, public defenders are not being overwhelmed, and that individuals are getting the justice that they deserve. We invite you to call in if you've had experience in the system. The number is 210-614-8980. Give us an email to thesource@tpr.org. Tweet us at @tprsource. So Sarah Bernhardt, over the executive director at the Texas Fair Defense Project, I want to follow up on what you were saying earlier about you're looking at to tie the five of the biggest counties in Texas, and you're seeing caseloads that are just way off the charts. You're saying that there's no way that these attorneys are able to take on these many cases and provide effective counsel. So what do you mean? Are you saying that they are just that judges are appointing them. They get the they plead out quickly. They don't investigate, and they cash the checks, and then it's on to the next one.
Well, I mean, I'm not in those courtrooms, so I don't know exactly what is happening. But you know, for the absolute highest adult caseload in the state, recorded for 2014. Was a public defender in Dallas County who had a total caseload of 1,240 cases, 1,204 of which were misdemeanors. You know, so if you take that recommended number for misdemeanors, which was what, 226, and you divide it into 1,200, it goes in one, two, three, at least four times, almost five times, right? So that's almost five times the recommended caseload. You know, that lawyer, it's just not humanly possible in the day for that lawyer to be doing the kinds of work that the caseload study talks about that lawyers need to do. I mean, the caseload study is pretty specific about the areas that, you know, the lawyers who were part of the process identified as areas where, you know, current practice is deficient, is subpar, and the one that they really honed in on is investigation, that that really cases are not being investigated, and this is really very sad because you honestly can't know whether your client is innocent or guilty or whether they've been overcharged. Or whether they have a really good argument for getting a significant decrease in punishment from what the prosecution is suggesting, unless you investigate your case and you talk to witnesses. And according to the caseload study, that's the number one thing that lawyers don't have the time to do right now.
Richard Delaney, the interim chief of the Public Defender's Office for Bexar County. Now, you don't do misdemeanors and those types of cases.
The only misdemeanors we handle, well, all we do with the Public Defender's Office in Bexar County, we handle appeals and we handle some of the misdemeanors that are in the mental health court in Bexar County. We're not currently a trial level public defender, so actually, these new caseload guidelines don't even apply to my office, except to some extent for our mental health caseload.
Well, in Bexar County, you were telling me earlier that what the county pays for attorneys to pick up these cases, and when someone needs a court appointed attorney, is one of the lowest rates that you know of.
It is, And back to who represents indigent defendants in Bexar County. We have a wheel system, and so the attorneys.
It's like a revolving list.
Right. They apply to be on the list. They have to meet certain qualifications. If they meet the qualifications, they're put on the wheel. Their name comes up.
Is that really regulated, that wheel? I mean, the judge has to follow the next name on the list. He doesn't really.
That is in Bexar County. That's governed by our local rules, and they're fairly detailed. But basically, the judge is allowed to pick the next name on the wheel, or five names down from that. But in reality, in Bexar County, our pretrial services department administer the wheel, at least initially.
Okay. So back to what these guys are paid for a case.
Right, and I think that the listeners might be shocked. Because in Bexar County, for a misdemeanor guilty plea, we pay our wheel attorneys a flat fee of $140. For a misdemeanor jury trial, we pay our wheel attorneys a flat fee of $500. And looking at this study that came out, the panel that put together the study, they're recommending, for example, for a Class A misdemeanor, that an attorney should spend 9.4 hours on a Class A misdemeanor. Well, that works out to being $14.90 an hour at Bexar County's compensation rate. And the number is similar for felony. For Class A misdemeanor, they recommend that an attorney spend 32.9 hours. That works out to being $15.20 an hour at our flat fee of $500.
So Rebecca Bernhardt at the Texas Fair Defense Project, a reaction to how much Bexar County is paying their attorneys to pick up these cases?
Yeah, I mean, it creates, another
First of all, what do you think about the amount?
I mean, it's, I'm not sure there's any way to describe it except that it's not enough. I mean, the other thing that's not...
How does it compare to other counties? Is this pretty low compared to, you know, what you've heard?
You know, it sounds low to me. The place to look, and I didn't come with, you know, a whole bunch of examples of the fees, but, you know, every county has a plan for providing this service, and in the plan, they have what they're gonna pay. So it's all public, and it's all on the Indigent Defense Commission's website, and it varies. But the per-case rates are almost always a bit problematic in that they encourage lawyers to handle cases faster instead of to handle them in the way that the case deserves, right? So you have a case sitting in front of you, and it needs certain things to be handled the best way it can be handled, and you're going to get paid $500 no matter what you do with it. You know, for a lot of people, that means they're going to handle it in the way that they get it done fastest, not in the way that would lead to the best outcome.
They're going to be motivated to get the money, get the case off their desk.
Right. So that's always a problem with the per-case rate. But the actual number for San Antonio for Bexar makes a lot more sense to me because, you know, I pulled the numbers for the highest caseloads in Bexar County. And the amount of money paid to the people with the highest caseloads in Bexar County is relatively low compared to folks with high caseload numbers in other counties. So they've got excessive caseloads. They're doing a lot more cases than they certainly should be under the guidelines, and they're not getting paid very much for it. And when you take into account that $15 an hour or $17 an hour rate, you know, for folks who are not in a public defender office, that takes into account overhead and, you know, that they run an office. You know, it's more of an independent contractor rate than it is a salary. So, you know, if you were making $15 working at, Home Depot, you'd be doing better than that lawyer because you would have that's a salary.
Are there some guidelines for improving how much these lawyers get paid?
Well, I think in the report itself, it talks about, for the counties to go backwards and to say, you know, if 226 misdemeanors is a reasonable caseload, how much do you need to pay your lawyers?
Right. So they're telling counties to figure this out.
Right, to get to that caseload amount and to have qualified lawyers who want to take those cases.
What about all the other things for having a public defender's office? Do they say you've got to have... You know, an office, a fixed physical office.
I mean, there are many different ways that you can provide effective representation, and there you can provide inadequate representation through an appointed system or through a public defender. There's not one system that just by having that system.
Well, but here in Bexar County, Richard, you were telling me that you don't even really have an office.
Well, we don't have,
you have a space.
Yeah, we're using
borrowed space.
Rooms in another department's suite of offices currently.
So you don't have your own little section, a place that you can take care of security and
we don't have a waiting room. We don't have a conference room. It's not an ideal situation by any means.
Well, not ideal, but I mean, what do you need that you don't have?
The most important concern we have that I hope the county will address sooner rather than later is security. We've already had several incidents with clients or clients' family members behaving in a threatening way to the point that we've had to call the courthouse security people, that needs to be improved immediately.
All right, so Rebecca Bernhardt at the Texas Fair Defense Project, across the state, multiple counties, are they wrestling with this? Are they looking at this report and saying we're going to have to up our game?
You know, I think they all probably are. That I mean, there are two different, well, at least two different sort of pieces of this for the counties in terms of looking at the data that's been collected statewide, and in terms of compensation and caseloads, and looking at the report. One is to look at the folks who are getting paid the most, and who have a real disproportionate number of cases going to them. For the counties to really look at their wheel and look at how cases are being allocated and reassess whether or not there's favoritism going on, because that's been a chronic problem in certain counties, judges really giving more lucrative cases to their buddies. And then, you know, the second piece is it is about compensation, and it's about, you know, setting caseload limits, saying, you know, we're not going to give attorneys more than this case number when you hit that limit, or we're going to allocate them, you know, in a year, spread them out so that you're not going over this limit. They've got the data in-house. They have the ability to do that.
So you won't have another one of these attorneys, like you mentioned in Dallas, who got over 1,200 cases in 1 year, when in actuality that they say ideally it should have been just 226 cases.
I mean, for the Dallas public defender, it's going to take hiring a lot of new bodies.
And where's all this money going to come from?
Well, I think that's the challenge, is that, you know, for counties that have become accustomed to not paying what they need to for this service, they need to reassess where.
And if they don't, then the Supreme Court could be looking at a lawsuit saying these people's rights have been violated. Thank you so much, Richard Delaney, Interim Chief of Public Defender Office in Bexar County, and Rebecca Bernhardt, Executive Director of the Texas Fair Defense Project. This is The Source on KSTX, back after the news break.